with the Business Bunker.
Hello and welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk here on Channel Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Well, hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
Even though you said that you disliked my hair this morning.
That style. Wasn't the words I used.
Well, you exactly. said you hated it.
We can't use the words I actually used on here, on air, but, about your hair.
This morning I was thinking of you, and as you know, I have a lovely pear tree in my garden.
Oh, really, yeah.
And so I've bought you, for your snake hips diet.
Thank you.
Two pears.
A pair of pears?
Yeah, a pair of pears.
All for me?
They're Kentish.
Well, they would be, they're from your garden, and your garden's in Whitstable the last time I looked.
They're ye olde Kentish, freshly picked pears.
There's a firm pear you got there.
I know. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
And they're lovely, so. And I also had a squirrel this morning on my, I don't know if you
we
saw my tweet.
We don't need to
tweet.
Know that. Oh, I see.
Squirrel pie for breakfast.
Did you? We were discussing that last week, weren't we?
Yeah,
we were. The rise of squirrel as...
Little squirrel.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because I spoke at an event last night for the IOD K, which is the Kent Association of Young Entrepreneurs.
Excellent.
And young Ben Bartley was there.
Was he?
From Bush Grubs, yeah.
Okay.
And we were reminiscing about your scoffing of a scorpion and a cricket and some mealworms live on air.
I know. They were quite crunchy.
Crunchy, weren't they?
Yeah. But you quite enjoyed them. You ate the whole plate.
Yeah, but I did. The crickets were fabulous. They tasted just like almonds.
Yeah.
I ate the entire bowl.
I know you did.
And interestingly, Ben is just launching, or setting out to try and launch, a health bar. Made of crickets.
Really? Well, because very high protein.
High protein, low calorie.
Yeah.
What's not to like?
Exactly.
And they taste like almonds.
Yeah, make you a bit jumpy, though.
Ha, ha, ha,
you know,
ha, ha,
cricket.
Yeah, no, I got it. You don't have to explain your rotten jokes to me.
Are they the ones with the big, big back legs?
What, Ben?
No,
that's a kangaroo.
Crickets?
That's a kangaroo sport.
Kangaroo? Oh, yeah. No, we're not...
Don't start on Rolf. No, we don't want
what
any of that.
What has happened to him?
I've no idea, and we're not talking about that.
I think he is...
I'll tell you what...
With Her Majesty's.
I'll tell you what, we'd much rather hear from the listeners
we
out
would.
There in
yeah,
business
let's
land.
Let's change the subject.
Absolutely. So listen, we'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you could email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. So drop me a tweet for a shout out, a big up, or whatever you want to tell us. We have had half a dozen or so, actually about 20 now, tweets. So we will get round to reading those tweets as and when we can. But we are going to kick off with an email, please, Jules.
Well, yes.
That's an email, not a tweet, an email.
We just had I can't resist, a new follower. It's
See, I knew it. I knew you'd do that. I really wanted her to read a tweet, which is why I asked her to read an email.
Well, a new follower, Paul Andrews.
Yeah.
And it's @2littleboys.
Just read an email, eh?
Well, Stuart Saffrey is listening in.
Was it Stuart that tweeted that?
No.
It was
someone
so.
Else, obviously.
And don't read from the top of the list.
Stuart Saffrey has come into the top of my list.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He says, I'm ready for my weekly fix of ear latte. Oh, no, it's earlobe. Sorry, I haven't got my glasses.
No, ear latte. That
would be better, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he says earlobe. Earlobe oral pleasures.
Oh, right, okay.
With the silky-tongued Jules, and Paul Andrews.
Hey, stop flirting, Stuart.
He's my favourite listener, I think, today. And also hello to Chaz Robinson. Hello to him as well. He's listening in. Who is he? He's a professional singer.
Well, there you go.
Dancer, model. Oh, yes. He sounds very interesting.
Yeah, you're just selecting blokes that you fancy, aren't you?
And Nurse Liz Gilson. I don't fancy her. I like her.
Liz, yeah.
Liz Gilson, nursey.
Has she tweeted in?
Well, she's cooking something gorgeous. She's cooking.
Well, it's breakfast. Liz, for those listeners who don't know, Liz is living in Washington.
Well, it's her slow-cooked oatmeal breakfast.
Oh, she's doing breakfast.
Yeah.
She's just got up in Washington and she's doing her would they be grits?
No, well, they might be, actually. She said she set her little alarm to listen to the Superior Show at Scoff Quaff, which is live 11 a.m. every Tuesday before Business Bunker. And she's slow-cooking steel-cut oatmeal with tree-ripe peaches. So what is steel-cut oatmeal? It must be cut in a certain way by a special steel machine. and what are the benefits, we ask.
I've no idea. Why are you looking at me as if I know what you're doing? I have no idea.
Have a pair. And hello to Union 23. They've just tuned in and they said, yay, it's Business Bunker Showtime with Jules Serkin and Vanilla Webb. Hi from Union 23.
Right, so now you've read all my tweets, can we have an email?
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do an email.
All right, I'll get my glasses out of my bag.
Yeah, see, I knew that's why you weren't reading them.
Hello.
Dear Paul and her.
Yes.
I have been tuning into your show over the past couple of months and really enjoyed listening to you both and learning what other businesses in Kent are getting up to. If you have a spare moment, I would really appreciate you mentioning how I can help businesses save money. Business energy costs only ever seem to increase. Jigsaw Cloud has been saving clients between 10 and 40%. Yes, 40% on their energy bills. My service is completely free to clients as I earn commission from whichever supplier they choose. Thank you very much for giving us a mention. And that's from James Burrows. And he's from Jigsaw Cloud. That's Jigsaw and Cloud spelt with a K. jigsawcloud.co.uk. So if you want to find out about that, look up James at jigsawcloud.co.uk. And thank you for listening in, James, and thank you for emailing the Business Bunker Show.
I'd just like to announce that I have two pairs of glasses in my bags, both of which are sunglasses, so I would just squint through the whole show.
Well, that's useful.
Yeah, Mike Pitt would be furious with me.
Yep.
Staying on top, so to speak, at this week's Business Community Breakfast, we will be examining ways to produce and retain more business and to keep motivated in difficult times, with particular reference to static situations. Oh, I hate that when my hair gets static. Like retail, where there's a dependence on getting people to cross the threshold. That's a very interesting point with online sales, of course, I said.
Mm-hmm.
We will also see Tim Bowden's new promotional video for the first time. This breakfast is on Thursday the 11th of September, so it's this Thursday, at Gillingham Golf Club, commencing at 7:30. You see, I say Gillingham like a train person.
Like Gillingham.
Gillingham. The chain from Gillingham will be leaving platform 5. The cost of the breakfast is £10 if paid in advance.
That would really work.
Via our website, www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk, and each attendee has an opportunity to talk about their business and to display cards. Now, if you want to put your little ad on on their screen, which displays throughout the breakfast, you need to contact the lovely Alex Waterton.
Alex Waterton of F Keys.
He's
Microsoft
fantastic.
Trainers.
Alex at ffreddy-keys.co.uk. And that's from the lovely Ken Wheeler, Ken at businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. Hello to you guys. Alex is amazing.
He is amazing.
He's going to come round and put some systems in place for me that will save me time.
He's going to sort you out, is he?
Time and money, Paul Andrews.
He will indeed. He's brilliant. He's such a passionate trainer on Microsoft products. And what he doesn't know is nobody's business. And the tricks and shortcuts and things. I mean, it just really...
Just simple things like where bullet points. You know when you're trying to line them all up.
I've worked in IT nearly 4 years. Quite a long time.
Yeah.
And... he came round and spent an hour with me just helping me organise my email box, and my productivity went through the roof. I actually answered some emails.
I know.
It was unbelievable.
I'm actually wondering whether we're seeing the death of the email. I can no longer cope with my email box.
Oh, I can't cope with yours.
No. Well, that's
Jules
very...
sends me about 400 emails a day, all of them rubbish.
All of interest.
No, they're not.
They are. They're all of interest.
Anyway, talking about such things, we've had a tweet from Adrian Kearney at AK Pet Services, who are the pet transport folks over there in Medway. And he's actually emailed me a flyer, and I'm going to try and read it on my phone, because that's the easiest way of doing it.
Yeah.
And it's about an event that AK Pet Services are sponsoring and supporting, and it's in aid of the PDSA, and there's it's a talk about rescue dogs, and it's Thursday the 18th of September from 7:30 to 8 p.m. and it's at the Star Meadow Sports Club, Darland Avenue, Gillingham. That's next door to the Star Pub. Tickets are a measly £3 a person.
Measly
£3 a person. And you can book by calling Adrian on 0772 589 511. As always, we'll put all the contact details for this on the Kent Business Radio website, so you don't need to write all this down. You can go into the website and look it up. And what you're going to get at that event is you're going to get to meet Stuart with his rescue dogs, Bryn and Skye. And there's a little photo of them, and they are cute. They really are cute. Well, the whole thing, as I say, is sponsored by AK Pet Services, the pet transport service company, and it takes place at the Star Meadow Sports Centre on Thursday, the 18th of September. We'll put all the details on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can follow up with that.
What I'd say about that, Paulie, is that you've met my lovely Cassie dog, who's a dippet.
A dippet,
yeah. She's a...
Takes after you, then.
Well, she's a whippet, Doberman.
A dippy whippet.
She could be a Woberman.
A Woberman. Get it out, girl. Go on, get it out.
She could be a Woberman.
She could be a Woberman.
Because she's half whippet.
In fact,
whippet.
She's a dippy whippet.
Well, she's a half whippet and a half Doberman.
No, I'm going with that. I'm going with dippy whippet.
Dippy whippet.
That's a great name for a band, actually.
It is.
Don't you think?
It probably is a band.
The dippy whippets.
Let's start one up.
That would be a John Nerden type of band, really, wouldn't it? The Dippy Whippets.
Like the Wrinklies.
Like the Wrinklies, yeah.
But then we could go on to a new potato show, couldn't we?
We started
that band up, which
we could.
9 o'clock tonight, new and unsigned bands.
There's actually a lot...
I was telling you about my whippet.
Oh,
what I was going to say was that everyone should, if they're thinking of getting a dog, is rescue one. Don't go to a puppy farm.
A puppy shop.
Yeah, rescue a dog. They give so much back. And I rescued one from the Dogs Trust, and they actually gave me free training for her because she was a bit weird on the lead, a bit aggressive on the lead. And it all sorted out, and they came about three times help me out.
I've had a tweet from a lady called Lucy Wilkes of the Swift Project, and she sent me a press release as well. It's a bit long, so I'm going to try and paraphrase it as I read it. But
no doubt, you'll read it beautifully.
I'm reading it off a screen at the moment. It's the Swift Project, which is digital skills for women who mean business, and they're located in East Sussex, so just over the border here. And the Swift Project is funded by the Government Equalities Office and run in partnership with East Sussex County Council and local charity Sound Architect, and it aims to equip women in rural areas with the skills they need to start up a business or grow an existing one. And starting on the 1st of October 2014 at venues in Crowborough and Robertsbridge, the programme consists of modular and flexible training sessions which focus on delivering IT and business personal training. Sessions are completely free, and alongside the training, participants are also able to attend regular peer-to-peer groups to share knowledge and experience and to get support of a business mentor. So the funding was secured by the East Sussex Broadband Team, to support skills development linked to East Sussex County Council Broadband Infrastructure Project currently underway. There are part-time courses including creating a business plan, marketing, managing cash flow, time management, presentation skills, IT, social media, web graphic design and e-commerce amongst others, and will be delivered in collaboration with the MD Hub, a peer-to-peer business growth network for managing directors in the southeast of England. So we'll put details of all of that on the Kent Business Radio website. They haven't given me a website for you to look at there, but I will find one. And anyway, I will put this whole thing up
That's
as a blog.
A bit measly of them, isn't it?
Well, if nothing else, I'm going to put the whole thing up as a blog because it's interesting, and then we'll tweet it out and you can read about it and find out about it. That's the Swift Project in East Sussex for women primarily in rural areas who are looking to grow skills in developing, starting and growing a business. So thank you so much for sending us that. And it's a pleasure to read it out. You can do one more email and
Thank
then we're going to move on.
It's very kind of you. There's a Construction Expo 2014. Can you afford not to be there? Dear Jules, this says, without you, no mention of you at all.
Really?
Wednesday the 8th of October, this is 9 to 4.30 and it's at the Kent Event Centre in Detling near Maidstone. And that's Junction 7 on the M20. And there's free parking. This is London, the South East account for over 35% of the UK's total construction output, and is the focal point of all professionals and suppliers targeting this industry. Now, I'm going to read out the website in a minute, and then I'm going to tell you about some of the free keynote speakers. So the website is www.kentconstructionexpo.co.uk. And you've got Kevin Gaskell, who's the former managing director of Porsche and BMW. You've got Fenlon Dumphy. I like that name. I want that name. Fenlon Dumphy. He's the director of LRCH. What is LRCH?
I don't know.
Well, come on, you know everything.
You've got the press release in front of you.
Yeah, but who writes these things?
I wasn't even listening to you.
Who writes these things? He's the director of LRCH. Can someone Google it, please? Fenlon Dumphy. And it's an update on Paramount Theme Park. That might give you a clue, listener.
Okay.
There's also Tim Waggett, who's Port of Dover, and that's the Western Docks Revival Project. Max Farrell from Farrell's, and Professor Will Allsop of Garden Cities. And there'll be building information, modelling, informative panel session. Fantastic knowledge gaining opportunity, update your skills at informative workshops. So again, that's on the 8th of October, 9 to 4, at the Kent Event Centre in Detling. And it's talking also about the proposed developments at Ebbsfleet and Swanscombe. And you're doing a chat about that, aren't you? You're on a panel.
I am on Friday, yeah.
Are you going to ask for me, because they haven't invited me, would you ask them if they put a little corner shop, make sure they've got a nice rec for the kiddies,
all right.
You know, a little sand pit,
corner
and all
shop.
That, and some
any particular corner you want it on?
Just you know, a nice corner where you can amble to get your tetleys and things.
Okay.
And then maybe a pub and a church.
I don't think we're doing detailed planning, Jules, actually.
Oh.
I don't think that's
can
the
I
point.
Be involved when you're on the detail bit?
Yeah.
Because it gets, and transport, of course.
Yeah. Right, thank you for that. What I want to do now,
just
I want to
play... tram or something.
I want to play you a pre-recorded interview that I did last week.
Yeah.
With Mr. John Winfield. John is the Managing Director of Flambeau Plastics.
I love John.
A rather large plastics company, and they have a factory based in Ramsgate, in Thanet. And I met with him last Friday to talk about their factory and a unique event that they're planning for the local community. So do have a listen to this.
Sounds fabulous.
This is Paul Andrews, reporting for the Business Bunker Show at Flambeau, the plastic manufacturing company in Thanet. And I'm here with Managing Director, Mr. John Winfield. Good afternoon, John.
Hello.
Good to see you. Thank you for inviting us into your factory here. Tell our listeners a little bit about Flambeau and its history and what you actually do here.
Of course. Flambeau is a plastics processor. We specialise in blow and injection moulding of polymer. So we buy plastic granules and make a whole variety of products. The business originated in the US in 1947, so we've got over a 67-year trading history. It was founded by a family called the Sowie family. They were very early into injection moulding of plastic. They made a frog fishing lure, which they used to fish the River Flambeau in Wisconsin.
So a bit duck dynasty there.
That's it. Yeah, the Duck Dynasty were one of our early customers as well.
So, really?
So there's a lot of trading history around the Flambeau Outdoors brand, and they grew around the US because of that. So they expanded by acquisition and organic growth to about 10 manufacturing facilities in the US. They got to the end of the 1990s and thought, where else can we go? We export quite a bit to Europe. It would be great to have a presence there. They were comfortable with English speaking, so they bought a business called Blowspeed in Ramsgate. And that was close to Europe, so it fulfilled that and was a blow moulding business. About 4 months later, they complemented that business with an injection moulding company called L&P from Westwood Cross and put the two together. Those two businesses on this site struggled in the early 2000s, lost a significant amount of money. And WR got to 2005 and said, enough, we need to either sort it or close the facility. So I came in and put a turnaround plan together, and we've grown the business from that base.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the facility you have here right now in Thanet.
Sure. We've got around about 120 employees. We've got about 50 machines, about 25 blow moulders and 25 injection moulders, ranging from quite small machines to about 1,700 tonnes, which can process very large parts like dustbins, for example.
Right. You've actually shown me some of the products you make here, and the range of products is unbelievable. And you're also doing a lot of work now with 3D printing, I understand.
That's right. Since the mid-2000s, we developed the business. We were what we call contract moulding, so we were processing customers' tools. That didn't give us the kind of ability to design our own products. So in 2009, we were really faced with the decision, do we compact the business, sell the site, and move to a smaller purpose-built facility and grow in our current ranges, or do we look for acquisition? And so we convinced the holding company to acquire our own brands, which was two businesses called Stadium Building Products and Quest Consumer Products that were based in Chingford in London. And the Stadium Group were selling the assets of those business off. So we bought those in 2010 and started we integrated those businesses and then started to design our own products to really leverage our plastics processing capability.
Fantastic. And the range of products that you have here, just in display in the room we're in, is just such a wide range of things. Everything, as you say, from your stadium builders products to kiddies nursery products.
That's right. And that complexity is a problem in its own right. But we overcame that by putting a structure in place where we've got a business manager that was more market focused on those specific brands. So by getting that level of focus on the market, we could use Flambeau as a brand as the plastics processing expertise, and then we use those skills to process all these different products. So Stadium Building Products has a business manager that's experienced in that industry.
Fantastic. Talking about the 3D printing again, which is an area that a lot of our listeners have expressed interest in, because a lot of people don't understand it, myself included. Give us a quick overview for those of us that are a bit ignorant of this, what it actually means.
When we design a product, we take it from a 3D CAD model, so we do renders of a 3D CAD model of products in situation. Then if we think the idea is good enough to invest in, we go to the next stage, which is use the 3D CAD to do a 3D print. So that turns the CAD image into an actual physical 3D item that replicates what we're actually going to tool. So before we cut metal, we've got a product the same size, the same type of functionality that we can then critique before we invest heavily in tooling.
Do you see a time when 3D printing will actually replace some of the manufacturing processes that you do currently?
Yes, I mean, the thing with 3D is in the constantly evolving technology, and the size of the products, is an issue. So we've 3D printed a watering can. We had to do it in four parts to get the size of the product. But for small parts that are a replacement and there's a 3D CAD file exists, you could, for example, print a barrel of a pen at home and replace the barrel of your pen. And that technology already exists.
Cool. And one of the things that you've shown me here today is a lot of the R&D work that you've done using 3D printing technology to develop new products that you will manufacture on a full-blown manufacturing process. Has the ability to do that improved your R&D a lot?
Oh, very much so. I mean, it's changed the focus of the business. We're more in control of our own destiny by designing products we think hit a market point where not only the consumer's interested in the product, but the retailer, it helps the retailer as well. So an example of that's something as simple as a bucket. When we bought Stadium Building Products, we were running product at loss, as a loss leader. We've redesigned those products now to a certain raw material weight, but we've made the product rigid with less material, but we've also designed it so that for the retailer it stacks and it's easy to handle, and for the consumer it's got a scoop and a pour on the product for no real extra cost, but it differentiates our offering to the market.
Cool, that's really good. Just to finalise on what you've been doing here as a centre of manufacturing, how's the business now? You intimated that it kind of grew out of some difficult times way back when. So how's things going now?
Oh, going very well. I mean, we've grown rapidly since we've taken our own brands. We've got more growth opportunities. We're looking at tooling a range of new products, including a water butt to complement the watering can we've already designed. So if we keep that process going and we hit that sweet spot where the retailers, it meets their market expectations and pull through from the consumer, and we'll continue growing.
Fantastic. Now then, I want to come on to something else that you've got planned, and this is really unusual and unique. I don't think I've come across anything like this. You've got a little event planned on the 13th of September, I understand. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. Since we've been in Thanet, we've been through our tough times. Now we've got the light at the end of the tunnel. We're investing in the business. We want to take it forward. We wanted to give something back to the community. So we're putting on an open day on the 13th of September at our facility in Manston Road in Ramsgate. And that's going to have a range of bands. It's going to have, fairground rides. It's going to have, displays. We've got, for our Duncan brand, we make yo-yos. We've got world champion yo-yo players.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So they're going to come and do shows. So there's a whole raft of activities that and we're doing factory tours as well to show people what we do in the area and where we've come from and where we're going to.
Cool. And I understand some of the proceeds from that are going to go towards a local charity?
Of course, yes. Yeah, we're not doing it for a profit basis. We're donating everything that is returned from the event to charity.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. Let's hope the weather kicks up. But then you're doing internal tours as well. And I guess you can yo-yo indoors, can't you?
That's it. That's it. Yeah, we're trying to use as much of our own product as possible to show people what we do.
What a brilliant idea. I just think that is really cool. Good. I tell you what, give us a shout for your website so people can find out more about Flambeau and the products that you make, but also presumably find out a little bit about this event as well.
Yes, yeah, it's www.flambeau, which is FLAMBEAU.co.uk.
Fantastic. John, thank you so much for telling us all about that and for giving us an overview of your fabulous business and some of the products that you're making here, which are brilliant. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. I wish you much success, and I hope your event on the 13th of September goes really well. We'll probably come back and find out how it went after the events happened. We'll actually put links to your website on the Kent Business Radio website so that people can find out about it. But for the moment, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531-777.
Now let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Oh, I love a flambé, don't you?
Yeah, no, it's not flambéed, Flambeau. That was John Whitfield of Flambeau Plastics. Just to emphasise what he was saying at the end there, there is a new event to be held in Kent on Saturday the 13th of September. I believe that will be this coming Saturday. The Flambeau Open Day, which will include fairground rides, stalls, games, a music stage, food court and bar, all staged by the local company Flambeau Europlast. The firm based in Manston Road, Ramsgate, employs 120 people and is holding the one-day fair to give something back to the community in Thanet. What a fabulous idea. Mm. And proceeds from the event will go to the local charity Thanet Families in Need. So please do support that. Do go along. The weather forecast is great for this weekend. Even if it isn't, they've got lots of indoor activities. So even if it's persistently raining, you can still go.
You can.
So do support that. Do you know, the ticket price is a bit steep, though.
Oh, no. Is it a measly £3?
No, it's measly £1 for adults and 50p for children.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. next Saturday.
Oh, that's a good family day out, isn't it?
And if you don't go, we'll know and we'll send Jules around to beat you up.
Where is it, then?
Okay. It's at Flambeau, which is in Manston Road, Ramsgate.
Ramsgate. Okay, Ramsgate. Sounds like a good one. Caring About Care, new home care company, will raise standards. It's an innovative home care company and it's launching next month, and it's ripping up the rule book, they say, replacing outmoded and impractical care processes with state-of-the-art support, software and systems. And this is Expertise Home Care, and they're based in Tunbridge Wells, and they've set their sights on revolutionising the domiciliary care sector, providing high quality care and support to people across the UK.
Are they going to offer reading lessons as well?
Domiciliary. I was thinking that was a camel.
That's a one-arm camel, that is, yeah.
Yeah. I think we've worked together too long. I just know all your jokes. Domiciliary. What's the other word I can't say?
There's millions. There's millions of words you can't
Liz
say.
Liz always makes me say it. I can't remember. Anyway, a support that's wanting to provide high quality care and support to people across the UK and internationally.
You can't say Leviathan.
That was it. Yeah, Leviathan way.
You can't say Leviathan.
Well, it's spelt wrong. It's spelt in some Anglo-Saxon way. So they're helping people also internationally through a network of franchises. I think this is going to be big because we've got an elderly population, haven't we? Look at you. I mean, for goodness sake. Expertise Home Care is built on four core principles: trust, transparency, quality and support. Principles which form the basis of its offer to both potential franchisees and the people they care for. So let's find out where we can go to find out more about this. There's a website which is www.expertisehomecare.com, and you can find out more They're going to have some discovery days, and the first one will take place at the Abbey Centre, Great Smith Street, London, SW1. That's Victoria, isn't it?
Yes.
SW1P for Peter, 3 Bertie Umbrella. And on Monday, October the
30th. It could have been worse. 3 Bertie Umbilical Cord, or any other word beginning with U, and BOGO juice. Dear, oh dear.
Or Monday, October the 13th. That is on Monday, sorry. And the Mercure Tunbridge Wells Hotel, Kent, on Tuesday, November the 11th. And there's no postcode for that one, luckily.
Cool, thank you. I want to give some shout-outs to some lovely young entrepreneurs that I met last night at the KIOD event.
Who were they?
And I'm going to give you their Twitter handles, and then you can follow up and find out more about
smashing
them. I met, and would love to give a shout-out for Juice Executive, at Juice Executive on the Twitter, makers of fruit juices, and someone I need to introduce to Jules.
Mm.
At Runway Training on the Twitter, at Runway Training, a training company, and at James Woodfall, W-O-O-D-F-A-L-L, who's into wealth management. So great to meet all of you guys last night, as well as Claws and Paws, Mr. Ben Bartlett.
Great name.
Bush Tucker Trials and Bush Tucker Grub.
Yeah.
Eater of Crickets.
Scorpion Eater.
Scorpion Eater. And also Paul Barron and Liam from the Kent Foundation. And loads of other people that were there. Chris Pollard was there. Keith Mabbott was there. Loads of people were at the event, and it was a great event. And a big shout out to all of you.
And have you noticed that Sally Lake is on Twitter? She's saying hello. Have you noticed her on your timeline yet?
No.
She said a lovely hello to you.
I'm reading from the bottom of the list, and I've still got 102 tweets to go. Yeah. You're reading from the top of the list.
You want to keep up with the times.
Yeah, no, you're just reading from the top of the list. Why don't you read Sally's tweet now, because you've half read it.
No, it's meant for you.
Is it a private one?
Probably.
All right, Sally, I'll talk to you later.
She's made you a little lemon drizzle or something.
Yeah.
Good things come in small packages at the Headcorn Aerodrome. This is aircraft helicopters. This is one for you, Stephen.
Yes, it is.
That's our guest on my left here, Stephen Rogers, who's the MD of swanstaff.co.uk, listener. Anyway, there's aircraft, helicopters, boats, cars and tanks. There's a song like that, isn't there? Trains and boats and...
Yeah,
trains.
Sing it all.
We're passing by. We'll be the star of the show at the Southern Model Show on the 13th and 14th of September at Headcorn Aerodrome in Kent, and it's going to be a great event that will appeal to both expert and novice alike and offers a great day out for all the family. Fancy having a go, they say. Come to the Southern Model Show and you'll have an opportunity to get to grips with a remote-controlled model for the first time. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Paul?
Something like that.
Get to grips with a remote-controlled model. And 3w.headcornevents.co.uk. There is a phone number which is 0845 652 6263. Tickets are a measly £12 per adult, £10 per child, or £35 for a family ticket, 2 plus 2. But you can probably smuggle the third child in if you're careful. I used to do that.
Is that official?
Put one under the raincoat.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Sevenoaks Town Clerk.
Oh.
And she says, Vanilla Webb, please could... I happen to know it's a she because her name's Linda.
That was helps.
Vanilla Webb, could you mention the Sevenoaks Business Awards on the 26th of September? Tickets available at sevenoakspartnership.org. Sevenoakspartnership.org. That is the Sevenoaks Business Awards on the 26th of September. And there are tickets available. So do sign up for that and get along to that. I'm sure it will be a fantastic event. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our first guest onto today's Business Bunker show, Sharon Roberts of Computers for Africa. Sharon, welcome to the Business Bunker show. Thank you so much for joining us today. And it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, Computers for Africa have been on the show before, but a few years ago, and I don't know if you were involved with them even then, but tell us what you do at Computers for Africa, and then tell our listeners all about your wonderful charity and what you get up to.
Okay, yeah, I was part of the team 3 years ago. My colleague Sue came along. She's moved on. She's a business manager for school now.
Right.
I remember Sue, yes.
Yes. She's a lovely lady. Mm. I head up the marketing team at Computers for Africa. There's a team of four of us.
Right.
And what we do is we're a UK registered charity based in Aylesford, just outside Maidstone.
Right.
And we take working redundant IT equipment when it reaches its end of life in the UK. We data wipe the hard drives, refurbish the equipment and send it out to schools, colleges and NGOs across Africa.
It's a fantastic thing to do. I'm a bit of an Africa fan. And I actually know a little bit about Africa. No, I am, because...
He's got a giraffe in his garden.
Yeah. No, I am, because one of the things that annoys me about all kinds of things is that so many people, when they talk about different issues, don't ever look at progress and change and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And people have an odd view of Africa, and they don't know an awful lot about it, apart from their prejudices.
That's true.
But one of the interesting things about Africa, the population of the continent is just shy of 1 billion people.
It's absolutely huge.
Yeah, and 700 million of them actually have mobile phones.
Mm.
And in fact, more people in Africa have mobile phones than have access to clean drinking water or electricity, which is a startling fact in itself. But more than that, 35% of African GDP is actually transmitted via mobile phone and via technology with an app called M-Pesa. So having access to computer equipment is a massive, massive benefit to the people of Africa. And I'm not sure everybody understands that, you know, because our view of Africa is that they've got nothing at all.
Yeah.
That a lot of people go, well, surely they want food rather than computers. But that isn't true at all. They actually really do need access to computer technology. So what you guys do is a fabulous benefit.
Do you, Sharon, expect when people drop off their laptops and things, do you expect that they've already put their stuff on a hard drive and cleared it as much as they can, or how does it work?
It totally depends on the donor. Some people will turn up and say, it's just as it is. Can you
take my porn off there, please?
And the truth is, we turn on the machine just to test it's working, and it then goes through a data wiping process.
Right.
So all the hard drives, all the memory devices are actually data wiped. If for some reason they won't, then they're physically destroyed on site.
Right.
So once we get the machines to our depot in Aylesford, once they leave, they either leave for recycling because we can't send it to Africa for whatever reason, or else it goes on in a container or in hand luggage.
Cool.
So when they're recycled, how are they recycled?
In the UK or in Africa?
Both.
Okay.
Either.
In the UK, we've got official recycler that we use, everything according to the WE directive. But 100% of usable donations go to Africa. So if we get something that isn't suitable or isn't working, then we will, as much as we can, take the equipment apart and use the working parts.
Yeah, use the bits.
You know, we've got a 0% landfill policy, which we're working on getting to.
Sure.
In Africa, we ask for equipment that's 8 years old or less. So once it gets to Africa, it actually has a usable life. So we expect everything to work for at least 5 years.
Right.
And in Africa, we work with in-country partners who provide support to the people who get the equipment, who know basic maintenance and things like that. And often they're run alongside either colleges or schools where the students are learning about IT.
Sure. If this is technical stuff and outside your remit, that's fine. But just out of interest, when you've wiped the machine, what do you load an operating system on it, or is that something they do out there? Or
no, everything we can, we will load an operating system on. We'll load on. We're a Microsoft registered refurbisher,
right.
So we load on Windows 7. I know there are other ones available, but that's the one we choose to use. For machines that are older, then we will load on a free software option.
Right.
But everything goes out with something.
Okay.
And the truth is, in Africa, they want the best, the same as us here.
Yeah, of course.
And they deem that as Windows.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's cool. In terms of the stuff you ship out, you just mentioned that you work with partners in Africa. Do you work with the entire continent of Africa, or are there more places that you're into than others, you know, because you have the distribution there? How does that work? Where is the source or the ultimate ending up place of a lot of the equipment?
The vast quantity ends up in either Kenya or Tanzania, because that's where we have more of a network set up.
Right.
As an organisation, we're based in the UK, but we rely on people in country to be able to work on our behalf there. We've been into over 20 of the 53 African countries to date, some of them with just one or two laptops going to specific charities or specific projects.
Right.
And like anywhere else in the world, there are some countries that are easier to get into than others.
Of course.
And some have specific embargoes on at the moment, so we're not able to do much within those countries.
Yes, for sure. Is there any particular type of equipment that is really, I mean, obviously, brand new Macs are something that everybody would love, but you don't get many of those.
Me included.
Yeah. Is there any particular type of equipment you think, oh, yeah, that's the kind of stuff we really want? Is it desktop machines that you need more of, laptops, or a mixture?
A mixture, actually. I mean, laptops with their chargers are ideal.
Right.
The schools tend to like desktops because they set them out in the classroom.
Yeah.
They teach the students how to touch type and things like that, which then guarantees them a greater salary.
Yeah.
And work, more work options. Yeah. So obviously that helps them and their family forever.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
What about mobile phones? Do you do anything with them, old mobile phones?
We do. We have the technology to data wipe the mobile phone as well. To date, we haven't had it very many because there are organisations you can sell them back to and get money for yourself.
Mm. Yeah.
And the same with tablets.
Yeah.
You know, someone said, have this pile of tablets, we'd say yes please, but again, you know, it generates an income within the UK.
Sure. Is that something you'd really like to have, more mobile phones and tablets, or is it just kind of a little sideline that you indulge in occasionally?
At the moment it's a little sideline because
she's got a little market quantity. Store down.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No. but you know, going forward, yes, because there is the flexibility.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, so tell us a bit about the background to the charity itself. How long have you been going? Do you know much about the background to the charity?
I've been with the organisation 5 years last week.
Right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. As an organisation, we've been running 10 years last week.
Right, okay.
Well, officially in August, but we celebrated last week our 10th birthday. It started off with a Tanzanian gentleman who came over to the UK for his education, Asari Katanga. He started working for B&Q, and they were having an IT refresh and were skipping all their computers.
I know.
And he looked and thought, oh my goodness, in Tanzania this would make such a difference. So what he started doing, he asked permission, got equipment from them, and from almost anybody else he could, stored in his garage, his neighbour's garage, the shed, the spare bedroom, etc. And until he had enough for a container load, and then encouraged his neighbours to help him load it. The encouragement was quite prudent, really, because he blocked the road with the container. So they had a vested interest to load it as quickly as possible. Otherwise, they couldn't
get their cars out. He's a bit entrepreneurial, is Jan, isn't he?
Absolutely. he's as chair of trustees now, to date, and he hooked up with a gentleman called George Cook, who is a real entrepreneur within the UK in the charity sector, and Computers for Africa grew from there. Right. I mean, Asari's strapline is, one day I want all African kids to be able to tell the difference between a mouse and a mouse.
Right, okay.
And that's what we're working on.
Fantastic. That's a brilliant story. Just quickly, if people have got equipment to donate, it has to be working.
Yes, please.
Yeah. And in reasonable repair, presumably, not all busted up. Mm-hmm. So how do they go about donating it? Can they bring it over to you?
If you bring it over to us in Aylesford, that would be great. Give us a call or email us. Look up the details on the website. If you've got 10 or more working computers, we'll come and collect from you free of charge.
Fantastic. So that's laptops, desktop computers. Are you into printers and things like that?
We're not currently, no, because... in Africa, there is
you can't get the
need.
Supplies anyway. You know, the ink runs out, and that's the end of that. Yeah,
monitors, big time monitors.
Okay.
Leads, cables, mice, keyboards.
Right. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I've probably got half a dozen keyboards and at least 20 mices that I'll let you have.
Attic.
Yeah, I have the last time that the guys were on from Computers for Africa, I did bring a load of stuff over, probably got some more stuff kicking about that I can bring over. So please get over to Aylesford. You're in Mill Road?
Mills Road, yeah.
Mills Road in Aylesford, just outside Maidstone. Or you can find out about Computers for Africa, and if, as Sharon says, you've got more than 10 devices, you can arrange the pickup by going to their website, which is
www.computersforafrica.org.uk.
Fantastic.
Do we know the Twitter handle? I've lost track.
Well, no, there's a young lady called Katie.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. I think it's, this is right off the top of my head. I will find it and I will retweet it. I think her Twitter handle is Katie, C-A-T-I-E, C, number 4, A, I think.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's something like that. But
if you
I'll
look on
find
the website, it's there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'll find it and I'll retweet it, and so you can follow up with that. Sharon, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear about the fantastic work that you guys are doing. And please donate your old equipment to Computers for Africa. It's a fantastic cause. It really is appreciated. And I'm sure there's loads of you out there thinking about changing your machines to new machines. Monitors, PCs, laptops, mices and keyboards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deliver.
Measly mices.
Measly mices. Sharon, thank you so much. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Sharon Roberts of Computers for Africa, thank you so much.
Very, very interesting. And, yeah. And a great idea.
Do you know what I'm going to do now?
Tunage.
I'm going to play a bit of Africa-related tunage. And then when we come back, we're going to speak to our next guest. And what I'm going to play now is...
Our next guest, Stephen Rogers.
And we are indeed, yeah. I'm going to play a track now relevant to Sharon here, but actually it was a track recorded by my youngest son and his mates.
Lovely Stu.
A couple of years ago. Yeah. And it's an a cappella version of this particular song.
I love this.
And as he's due back to Bristol soon and I'm getting rid of him again, I thought we'd have a little play of this.
Oh, and you'll have to do all the washing up yourself then.
Yeah.
Echoing tonight, she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in for a plenty flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some long forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting at you. Do
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. That was Stu Andrews and his mates from Galpin's House, King's School, Canterbury, with their a cappella version of Africa.
Stunning.
Soto. And I think we're going to go straight on to our next guest now, because it's really useful to talk to someone interesting rather than Jules.
You're so kind.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show for the first time, Mr. Stephen Rogers, Managing Director of Swan Staff. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. Absolute pleasure. Welcome.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, Jules, for inviting me.
Oh, you don't have to thank her. She's part
of it. I invite everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. Why don't you give us a little bit of background into you and your company and the kind of things you're doing? I mean, there's two aspects I want to talk to you about today. Generally, just explain who you are and what you do. And then I want to talk about some of the things that you've been really doing, which are exciting in terms of your expansion plans and how you're going about that. So give our listeners an overview of you and what you do first.
Okay, well, Swan Staff Recruitment I started 17 years ago from home. Decided that there was a gap in the market for a recruitment employment agency that would respect and look after both the candidates and also the clients that we deliver the service to. I ran this from home for about a year before I opened my first office and took my first employee on. At this stage, I got it up to, by 2008, up to four branches with about 20 full-time staff. And at the time, I also had a full-time job, Paul, which I was doing on a full-time basis. Right. But the part-time was the agency side. So in 2008, I decided to give up my full-time job, which was a firefighter in London, and concentrate on the business.
Oh, you've got Jules' interest now.
Thank you, John.
Have we got a poll in here?
Yeah. Oh, dear. We're going to get every joke about hoses, poles and all kinds now. God, ignore her. Carry on.
So today we've got 16 offices. I employ about 130 full-time staff working out of those 16 offices, looking after about 2,000 people on a weekly basis across a number of different contracts, across a number of different sectors. My aim by 2023 is to get that up to 100 branches UK-wide with about 500 full-time staff, looking after in the region about 15,000 people at that stage.
Fantastic. Now, I know that you're on an expansion program, but I also know that as well as being a recruitment specialist for other people, you're heavily recruiting for yourself on a long-term basis, but you also invest quite a bit of money in training your people as well, don't you?
We do, Paul, yeah. We've got about 43 permanent vacancies for my company at the moment that we're looking to recruit for.
That's to work for you internally, not for clients.
That's to work for us internally ourselves. That are all on our website, should anybody or any of your listeners would like to look any of those roles up. Yes, we're looking to expand the business further by offering more opportunities to people on a yearly basis. So we look to expand the business by at least four branches and 40 new employees per year.
Wow, that is incredible. That is some expansion drive. But it just, that's kind of indicative of how the job market is in general as well, isn't it?
Yeah, the job market is really tough. I think there's lots of vacancies out there for people, and people that want to work, and people that enjoy going to work on a daily basis. I think the problem perhaps we have at the moment in with the way that we are training and looking after people and encouraging young people to go on to university is, are the roles actually there for them once they leave university? Myself, I think it's important to train and invest money in your own staff. We spend approximately £100,000 a year training, looking after our own staff, for the simple reason, and people always fire warnings at me, if you train people that well, they could leave. But alternatively, if you don't train them, Paul, they could stay.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. I think nowadays organisations that continue to think, you know, if I invest in my staff, they're going to clear off, really don't believe in themselves, for a start, you know, because why would they? If people are happy working for you and they're getting support and encouragement and being invested in, why would you want to go anywhere else? And even if they do, so what? You know, at the end of the day, that's one of those things, isn't it? No, so all power to you. the kind of training that you give your staff, is that across the board? Is it technical training, personal training?
Yeah, it's internal training, and we also use a number of external companies that will work alongside the actual job role that they're doing, and we'll offer out MVQs, offer out qualifications for them that they could use outside of our company. But we don't, as you say, we don't have a fear in actually spending that money and investing in our staff. Ultimately, I think it comes down to, if you look after the people that work for you, they will look after you and look after your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Talking about Swan Staff as a business, give us an overview of the kind of things you do. Are you a temporary agency, a permanent agency, a bit of both? How does it work?
We recruit across the sectors, really, and we do both temporary, permanent contract recruitment and long-term contract recruitment for people. So we'll have clients that will use people for a day here and there. We also have clients that offer out a yearly contract or a two-year contract. We also recruit for a number of clients for permanent roles. So, and they could be anything from a warehouse member of staff all the way up to scientific advisors.
Right, okay. So it's an across-the-board agency. You don't have one particular area that you recruit into.
No, when I started the business, it was very much based around the drive and industrial sector.
Right.
But we've learned to grow and develop as a company, which keeps us secure. Mm. And obviously, as different sectors increase, different things happen. I think there's some real shortages at the moment with qualified skilled people, certainly in engineering. Mm. And we're really struggling to find people. And I just wish that schools and colleges would focus more on putting practical training out there for people. For things like engineering.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's one of my big soapbox rants. A lot of people will say, oh, the problem with this country is we don't make anything anymore. Nothing could be further from the truth. The United Kingdom is the sixth largest manufacturing nation in the world. We manufacture loads of things. I can point you, I mean, we played an interview earlier with a big manufacturing company in Kent. Mm. Integrated Technologies, who are a company that I went and visited 2 weeks ago, who are manufacturers of medical devices. They have just invented a new cancer scanning piece of equipment, which they've just leaked, and there is actually a blog about it on the Kent Business Radio website. They're just two manufacturing companies within 10 miles of where we are at the moment. There's lots and lots of them. What we have is a massive skills shortage in engineering and manufacturing skills.
What we certainly do, and I really get fed up with people running the country down. I think there are so many opportunities, and it's such a fantastic country that the opportunities are out there for people. They just need the right skills. And I think if the universities and colleges focused on the practical skills, as you say, we manufacture many things nowadays across the whole of the UK. And I would really like to see more focus being put on practical skills.
Absolutely.
Rather than sending our youth off to university with a promise of a job at the end of it, and they leave university with a degree that's actually next to useless to them when they could leave, or they could start an apprenticeship that will actually give them the skills that they need within the workplace today.
Absolutely. I mean, there's lots and lots of evidence for this, and we were talking off air before the show, which we were comparing our experiences of this, and we both agreed, which was lucky, that the issue is, in terms of recruiting young people coming into the job market for the first time, it's all about attitude. It's about, you know, work ethic.
Yeah, it's very much about attitude. I mean, we base all our recruitment 80% on attitude and 20% on skills, because you can train the skills.
Yeah.
You can give the people the investment, and you can invest in the time to actually get them up to where you need. But if they haven't got the attitude, that positive attitude of going to work, wanting to do well, wanting to progress themselves through life, you'll never be able to train that in somebody.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's crucial, and people just overlook that so often, that it is about attitude and it is about work ethic. And it is about being work ready as well, you know, and increasingly youngsters aren't, I'm afraid. I think you, like me, started work when you were 14, Steve.
I did, yeah. I wasn't academically, as I say, really interested in school, although I do think it's important. It's important for people to get the qualifications, but the right qualifications.
Yeah.
Myself, yeah, I left school at 14 and just wanted to work. And I've worked ever since, Paul, like yourself. Never been out of work, always been able to find a job. And I think that's been down to the actual attitude itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Without any shadow of a doubt.
It goes back to your upbringing, doesn't it? And the way that you're brought up, generally by your parents or whoever you're living with, to get out of bed. And
my dad wanted me to be a dustman.
Oh, you'd have been a great dustman.
Nah, yeah, I would. That's what he said. He said I could cope with being a dustman. It wasn't onerous.
Sounds like rubbish to me, Paul.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
I love that.
Oh, I like it. I like a pun.
I also left school at 14 as well.
So yeah, but then you went back the next day.
No, I broke my leg and left school, as you do. And then I started off as a dental nurse, which in those days you could go in and be trained.
Yeah.
You know, now I don't think you do. I think you go to college or something, which is ridiculous.
You need a qualification first. Yeah.
I think you do, yeah. Nowadays, you need a qualification for a lot of jobs that are out there. But at the same time, you also need that experience.
Yeah.
And I would urge people, if they're looking for work, get that experience. There are so many voluntary things that you can do to show that you can turn up every day.
Yeah.
You're keen to work, you want to work. And that goes a long way when you're sitting trying to recruit someone, that they've got that behind them and they've shown that they're willing to do it.
Yeah. Mm. And can we just make a couple of appeals? I'm going to do this on behalf of Stephen, because he doesn't have to do it. Spell check your CV.
Oh.
Go on. You know you want to.
I had
Please
one.
Stop writing rubbish.
I had six, actually. I've just been looking for a PA admin assistant in Whitstable, and I had one. Well, they're all awful. And but one had sort of only in it. You know, and spelling mistakes just, I read them, I thought, God, I don't even want to spend the time reading them. It was very disappointing.
Jules, let us do that work for you.
Well,
we
I
can
will.
Find you the PA you're
I
looking
will.
For.
What I'm thinking about Stephen is, though, you can just see, Paul, how focused he is, can't you?
You can. Yeah, but you're still thinking about him in fireman's gear.
Well, you know, there
I
is
that. I can tell that. Yeah.
But, you know, you could see when he was going up and down the pole that he had this vision at the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, dedication and focus and hard work to do your real job and that in the evening.
You know, well, as Stephen has already explained to us, you know, it's about a work ethic, it's about an attitude, and he developed that and could see how that works.
Mm.
And that's what... You know, without putting words into his mouth, that's where his passion and his enthusiasm for what he's done is coming from. And I totally get that, because he can see how you can get a job. You know, so many people sit there going, oh, I applied for 1,000 jobs and nobody replied. It never dawns on them to think, well, maybe my application was rubbish.
Yeah.
Maybe my CV's misspelled. Maybe I haven't put contact details on my CV or whatever. They never think like that. They go, oh, it must be the employer's fault. And they're not real jobs.
Mm.
Really?
Mm.
They are.
They are real jobs, and, you know, I would urge these people to go out to agencies, get the agencies to look for work for them.
Absolutely.
Get them started on something. It's better to be going to work and have something behind you rather than sitting in front of an employer and saying, well, actually, I've sat at home for the last 6 months to a year looking for work because there isn't any work out there.
Mm.
Doesn't matter what you do, it's a start. And I've done, probably like yourself, Paul, many jobs because I was willing to turn my hand to actually doing that, to earn some money so that I could pay for my family's keep and look after myself. And that's what I would urge people to do. Actually, get out there, go out to the agencies, and let us find the work for you.
Absolutely. And I encourage my own kids as well to go and talk to agencies about temp work, because one of the easy ways into the world of work is to get a temp job, because it's a two-way street then. The employer can see what you're like as an employee. You can see what the work is like, and you can make decisions based on that. And good workers in temp jobs invariably get offered permanent positions.
They do indeed, and I think the market has changed quite a lot, Paul, and recently we've seen a lot of our workers going from being temps to permanent employees of these companies. It's a try before you buy, if you like, for an employer, and if they see someone that wants to work hard, who wants to get on, they won't want to lose them from their company. They will see the benefit of having that person there. So like yourself, I urge people to go in to look at temp work. If the other benefit to it is that if you don't like it, you can say to the agency, please find me something else, I don't like this. Don't give that job up, stick with it, and let the agency do the work on finding you something else.
Absolutely. And also, in line with that, another big reason for people seeking employment to talk to a recruitment agency is the recruitment agencies know how to go about getting a job. You know, so many people sit there thinking they do, and I don't want to be rude, you know, but mums and dads, and in fact some careers teachers, give kids advice on how to get jobs, but they don't know. And it's changed. The way that you get a job has changed drastically in the last few years, and the advice they get from people that don't really know isn't very valid. go and speak to a professional. Go and speak to someone that works every day finding people work and listen to what they tell you. You know.
Yeah, you're dead right, Paul. And we have our consultants working in our branches, in our offices, that people will turn up even to look at an agency. And they've not turned up looking for work. You can tell as soon as they walk through the door, the way that they are, the way that they're dressed, that their actual total attitude towards it. But at the same time, if they are, we can guarantee we will find them work.
Absolutely. Cool. I just want to ask you one last question before we finish this segment, Steve. Going back to your business as a business and your expansion plans, at the moment you cover the southeast of England, is that right?
We do. We have 16 branches and they range all the way up from Peterborough, Kingsley, down to Basingstoke, all home counties, so I don't have anything in central London itself at the moment.
Okay. And your expansion plans, is that more in the southeast or are you looking to move out of the southeast?
No, I'll be looking to expand UK wide, so move myself further up north and further down south on that side. I would like to get us up to about 100 branches, so we will be known as a high street brand.
Right, okay, cool. Well, we wish you much luck with that, and, you know, a fabulous business so far. You've built a hugely successful business. All power to you. Congratulations on doing that. Give us a shout for your website so that people can find out some more about you.
Okay, you can look us up on www.swanstaff.co.uk.
Fantastic. Steve, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you and find out about your brilliant business. Do stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the programme, but for the moment, Mr. Steve Rogers, MD of Swanstaff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, Jules.
Especially Jules.
Especially Jules.
I was just thinking about our brothers that came on Fork Handles. Was it the Jenners? Steve and Jenna? You know, who brought us in the Fork Handle, the orange?
Oh, no, I'm mixing up the names. Paul Gardner.
Paul Gardner. Force. And his brother James.
And his brother James, yeah.
Well, just saying, they're great manufacturers.
Oh, as a manufacturing business, yeah.
At the beginning of the interview, we're talking about manufacturing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Oh, sorry, you're just woken up. Right, okay.
No, I've been merrily tweeting while you've been chatting.
Have you indeed?
Yes, I have.
Well, that'll be why we've got a million tweets come in. So I'm going to flash through a few tweets. The fat carrot.
Who's not at all fat.
Who's not at all fat, and he's not a carrot, and he's not orange. But he's, in fact, the lovely Jane Apps. The fat carrot says, Vanilla Web, love cheese night.
We do.
Now, that's either a porn movie or, as I more likely suspect, a cheese-based food evening.
Or a really bad sort of song.
Yeah. It's Saturday, the 20th of September, 7:30, at Taste Buds in Offham. And that's over near West Malling. It's a four-course cheese-themed meal.
Ooh, that sounds lovely.
And it's only £28. That's and you can get the tickets at... emailing thefatcarrot@live.co.uk. So email thefatcarrot@live.co.uk to get your cheese meal ticket for a four-course cheese-themed meal.
Ooh, yes.
At Taste Buds in Offham on Saturday the 20th of September, 7:30. We got a new listener, a new follower, Zingology.
Yes.
Hi, Vanilla Web. We're a Kent-based company and we are very excited at making it to the finals in the Virgin Foodpreneur Fest. So I'm going to find out a bit more about Zingology because I don't know about them and find out how they've managed to get onto the Virgin Foodpreneur Festival.
Well, they're in the final and they are following Scoff Quaff, which is how I know.
Right.
Scoff Quaff, a superior show, of course.
Is it really?
Leanne Corian's FC say, enjoying the show, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. And they have a girls-only session of football. Saturday 8:15. Is that 8:15? I haven't got my glasses till 10:30 a.m.
So 9:15 to 10:30.
Sorry, I haven't got my glasses. I told you, I'm having to squint. And another new listener, Sophie Haag, who's asking how does she listen? And I've just tweeted. See, I was merrily tweeting her diligently to tell her how she can listen. And Donna Still, hello to you as well. She's trying to tune in.
Donna's also said, you missed this on Twitter, that, listening to Sharon, she's got a box of old PC stuff which she's going to bring over.
Oh, lovely.
So, thank you for that, Donna.
There's an evening with Steve Bloom, the trustees and the CEO of the Centre for Creativity and Enterprise are feeling honoured, they say, to be joined by Steve Bloom for the relaunch of their business and charity. And Steve Bloom is a world-renowned writer and photographic artist.
Renowned? What's that, Prince Charles impersonation?
There's no doubt about it. World-renowned writer and a photographic artist who specialises in evocative images of the living world. You can go and join them for an exclusive champagne evening with Steve on Thursday the 11th of September, 6pm to 9pm. And find out about the work they do. And it's all about creativity and culture in Ashford. So you can go onto their Facebook, which is facebook.com Creativity Enterprise. And details of this will be on Kent Business Radio after the show. But that's Thursday the 11th, so it's this Thursday.
Cool. Pete Mills, who's Managing Director of M&A Furnishings, has been on saying, I'd like to let your listeners know that... all companies that M&A Furnishings have a price freeze for 2 years
wow.
on corporate contract furniture. And you can find out all about it by going to our website, which is www.m&afurnishings. That's all one word, m&afurnishings.co.uk.
Where are they based?
I don't know.
I will find out, won't
but
we?
I will find out. They're somewhere in Kent.
There's a route to employment provider. Target Your Potential is coming to Tunbridge Wells, and it is on the 15th to the 19th of September at the Royal Victoria Palace.
Place.
There's no doubt about it.
So you're on a palace-related thing now, aren't
you? I'm just going royal.
You've gone royal baby Gaga.
Are you ready for the postcode?
Yeah, go on.
T for Tiger, N for Norman, 1, 2, S for Sugar, S for Sugar. And that's 15th to 19th September. And you can also contact Gillian Humble on 07504007509.
And it's taking place in a pop-up shop in Victoria Place, Mal. And the shop is between Topshop and Monsoon.
I love Monsoon.
And I happen to know that because I'm doing a keynote speech at it.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Do you ever sleep?
Yeah, no.
But you can get your business involved and achieve incredible outcomes as well there. So that's a great one.
Absolutely.
Kent Business Tweet Up. The next one is Thursday the 18th of September. This is free business networking. And this is the Whitstable one, which is held at the Hotel Continental, 10 a.m. Thursday the 18th. And the Lenleys one with guest speaker, which is the... What's the lovely little Amy that does the Facebook? Amy Marketing. AM Marketing. Amy.
Amy, yeah.
So she's at the speaker at Lenleys, which is the 25th of September.
Oh, is she?
All details, www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Okay. You ought to follow Amy and AM Marketing on Facebook. No, on Facebook. And I'll tell you why. Because she posts loads of really great stuff on Facebook, which are old advertising campaigns and stuff like that.
All right.
And some of them are hilarious, the kind of things that people used to post as advertisements. And it really is worth a follow. I'm not a big Facebook fan, but AM Marketing on Facebook is really worth a follow. Do go and like them.
Oh, and I've just had a volunteer from Miss MPS Services. Vanilla Webb, did your circuit just say she needed PA admin assistance? We can help.
Who's that?
There you are. Miss MPS on the Twitter. I haven't got my
Money
glasses.
Penny. Miss Moneypenny
yeah,
Services.
Miss MPS Services.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Brownies have got the business networking.
I think that's Kate, isn't it?
Might be. I'll have a look in a minute and I shall be
Sally Lake has been a bit previous on Twitter.
Is she? What's
yeah,
she done?
Well, because she tweeted out a photograph of me with a pear in front of me. She's casting nasturtions now.
I love a nasturtion.
Yeah.
Especially in a salad.
Yeah. And anyway, she says, hello.
What is she saying?
Hello, Vanilla Webb.
Anyway.
She said, I'm listening in today in the sunshine. A big howdy from Whitstable Cakeland.
Howdy.
And that's Sally for cakes. Sally well, that, number four cakes.
Well, that would be Liz, Nurse Liz Gilson that would say howdy, surely. Sally wouldn't. She'd say something like...
Are you telling me I made it up?
She'd say something cakey.
It's definitely... She says howdy from Whitstable Cakelands.
She did my wedding cake, you know, Sharon.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Which one?
Well, one of the main ones. I had two at that. I had a banjo cake for my new husband's birthday.
No, sorry, I meant the overall sequence of how many wedding cakes you've had in your life.
Well, that's a bit bitchy, isn't it?
I know, but I thought I'd get my own back.
All I can say, Stephen, is I started very young.
Yeah.
In Egypt.
Yeah.
They marry you off when you're 11 in Egypt, you know. The Brownies, business networking, and this is at the Best Western Abbott's Barton Hotel, and the chef there, Will, I happen to know, does a mean brownie. Thursday the 25th of September, 12 till 2, £10 a person, and this is networking, and they have, the speaker is Matt Hudson of Business Computer Solutions. And you can email Christine Cooper. They have a new manager, Paul Andrews. Right. Christine Cooper, manager at Abbott's Barton Hotel.
All right.
Janice went, didn't she?
Janice has left. Janice actually has gone to become a recruitment consultant.
Yes, at NAG, NAG.
Yeah.
Has she?
Yeah. The tall one.
Christine Cooper, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Christine. So Christine's taking over as marketing manager at...
Yeah, we'll have to track her down.
At... Abbott's Barton and Burlington and all those other
Burlington
emporiums owned by the San Giuseppe family.
Yeah, Burlington Bertie.
Good stuff. Go Vicinity have created.
The lovely, hello.
Go Vicinity Creative have tweeted, afternoon, Jewel Circus and Vanilla Whip, but that's me.
Yeah, it might be.
We're here, we're listening. It's super quiet as we're busy designing and building a simple e-commerce website.
There's no such thing as a simple e-commerce website.
Rob's just being disingenuous, isn't he?
He's just very clever.
Yeah, they're really smart over at Go Vicinity in Canterbury. So thank you, Rob and the team over there.
And I know I still owe him a dinner before he brings it up, but my new husband's got concussion, so, you know, he will get a dinner. I bashed him.
Yeah, I was going to say, your new husband's got concussion because he wouldn't eat his dinner. Yeah.
Hit with a frying pan.
I've cooked it, now eat it.
It's like those Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Yeah.
Kent and Victor Chamber, Paul Andrews, they've got an after-hours club, 6 to 7.30. There's no need to book. Just turn up. Where can you find your new clients, they ask. It's casual networking. And it's www.kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. Cool. There is a phone number, 01-233-503-838. But I might have made that up because I haven't got my glasses on.
Okay. Alex Waterson has tweeted, Kent County Council Kent Reimagined event, the Cloud Seminar, is on the 11th of September at 6:30 p.m. And you can find out more about it by going to kentgov.uk/about the county. So that's kent.gov.uk, and find out all about it. Or you can follow Alex on the Twitter at Alex Waterson and find out about Kent Reimagined event, the Cloud Seminar, 11th of September.
I
think it's in Maidstone it's taking place.
All right, very diligent of you to know that. A quick one for people that are needing to lose weight. On the Scoff and Quaff Superior Show at 11, we had Jane Plan on the Twitter. It's at Jane
Plan.
Wasn't
she lovely?
She was gorgeous.
And she had an epic journey getting here.
She did. Took a three... they closed the whole M25. They're always doing that.
Yeah.
And she's given Bunker listeners a fantastic offer. You can contact at Scoff Quaff or at Business Bunker if you're interested. To go on this Jane Plan where you have your meals delivered to lose weight, Paul.
Yeah.
If you want to try it, she's offering Bunker listeners, if you quote at Business Bunker, at Scoff Quaff, either or both, free delivery of this meal plan. Now, our friend Ken Lloyd is on it, and he's lost a stone. All your meals
really?
Are delivered.
I think I saw that. It's down the back of the sofa.
All your meals are delivered, and you just add your veg or your fruit.
Right.
Their website is 3wsjaneplan.co.uk, I think, off the top of my head, but at Jane Plan. And Jane Michelle is a nutritionist, so these meals are all beautifully made. You just have the months done, but she's doing free weekly, if you like, delivery, and you get also support online. Try it out. And I negotiated that deal.
Did you?
Because the delivery is £7.
Oh, you're a little salesy person,
little
minx,
aren't you?
Aren't I? Yeah.
But I that puts me off having to pay delivery. Does it you? I hate having to pay. If I'm buying something, I want it
free
delivery.
You hate having to pay for anything.
I do,
really. You blag freebies everywhere.
I know. Well, I've got my own Jane Plan coming, you know.
Yeah, I know.
The new part-time entrepreneurs network. This is, do you run your own business, social enterprise or charity alongside full or part-time employment elsewhere? Yes, we do. Would you like to start your own enterprise but don't want to give up your day job? Yes, we do. If so, then the new part-time entrepreneurs network will be of interest to you. And the group is a growing national network of people who meet informally and socially to share experience, knowledge, contacts and ideas. The next meeting is at the Maidstone PTEN Group, Maidstone PTEN Group, which is must be part-time entrepreneurs network.
Blimey, you worked that out all on your little own.
I'm so clever. It's the fish oils, you know. 5:30 p.m. Thursday the 18th of September at the Maidstone Enterprise Centre, and details are on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Cheers. We've had a tweet from Gullens Employment HR Law Division.
Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah, just wanted to share the good news. As from the 1st of October, I became a partner at Gullens.
Oh,
exciting times ahead. And that's from Amanda. And Amanda Finn, who's been on the Business Bunker show and is a long-time listener and a great supporter of the show. It couldn't be more well-deserved. Fabulous. Congratulations, Amanda, on your appointment. And we wish you much success for the future.
You should send her a Business Bunker mouse mat for that.
Well, she has had a Business Bunker mouse mat because she's been on the show. Yeah.
Some people make jackets out of them.
Do they?
An entrepreneur from Sevenoaks is co-founding a crowdfunding group aiming to invest in new companies from growing markets around the world. This is Will Tindall and business partner Lucien Moulinard. Do you think he's a little Dutch man?
Could be.
Moulinard? Two A's in that, Nar. Will launch Emerging Crowd in October, and they aim to put the UK's 3 million DIY investors where they should be putting their money, with a focus on expanding markets in sub-Saharan Africa, Central Asia and Southeast Asia. This is one for Frontier Funds, my new husband. Mm. The company was formed after both business partners saw profitable, well-managed companies struggling to get access to private capital in countries from those areas. And Will Tindall has experience in wealth management, investment management, private equity and investor relations. That's really interesting. I shall put that in my handbag.
Cool. Donna Sillis tweeted again. A few tickets are still available for the Global Trust Conference, and Bob Geldof is the keynote speaker.
Wow.
And it's this Thursday, and you can find out about it by going to their website, which is thetrustconference.com. So do check that out. I've also had an email.
Have you?
Yeah, be quiet.
Go on then.
Hi, further to our Twitter conversation recently, on Wednesday the 17th of September at 6:30 to 10 p.m. in the Lyd Community Hall, Manor Road, Lyd, in aid of the Lyd Youth Set and Donkey Sanctuary, there will be over 30 stalls including pamper treatments, psychic readers and crafters. Chili and wine will be served, as well as cakes and savouries. There's also a fantastic tombola with numerous prizes. Do please pop along and support the event for people of the Marsh area, and have a lovely, relaxing evening. Mm. And that's from Debbie McKenna. So thank you for that, Debbie. So there's a local event at the Lyd Community Hall, Manor Road, Lyd, on Wednesday the 17th of September, 6:30 to 10. Do get along to that if you can.
Advance Bunzel, they're based in Larkfield, Maidstone. They're saying, listening into the Business Bunker, hello, please shout out for us. We really are your label and print experts, Kent, London, South East, anywhere. 40 years plus experience, and that's at Advance Bunzel, B-U-N-Z-L.
Cool. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago we were helping to promote a local event, which was the Dr. Sin Scarecrow 50th anniversary event?
As you do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you remember it, a local event in Dinchurch. Dr. Sin was a TV series in the 60s and a Disney film.
Yeah.
Well, they tweeted back to say that they actually set an official new Guinness World Record for the amount of smugglers and pirates in one place.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we need a picture. We need a picture.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. Well done. And they raised truckloads of money for local charities. So well done to all of you.
Probably a few parrots. In that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably a few parrots.
Go on. Have you gone up?
Well, Ali Mo is saying, hello, Vanilla Web. Haven't seen you for a while. That's Ali Mo Whitstable.
No, I will be over again for another Moroccan tagine.
They say they have a new menu, a new summer menu, an autumn one. And they've got to, last time I saw, it was lovely. They had gorgeous things. And that's under the arches. There is one here, ashfordrotaryramble.org.uk. And they have an annual event that allows people to raise money for the charity of their choice. And you can do that by raising sponsorship for taking part in the 5 or 10 mile route around the lovely Kent countryside near Wye. So that's 3W's Ashford Rotary Ramble. And it's the Ramble Sunday is on the 14th of September.
Cool.
If you did that with a Jane Clan diet, you'd be laughing, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Helen Hicks have tweeted. Helen Hicks are a print and web design company over in East Kent.
Yes.
And the lovely Jen Howell. And I believe, I hope I haven't got this wrong, I believe there was a birthday recently for the lovely Jen. So happy birthday for a week or so ago.
And she's taken over the Facebook for us for Kent Tweet Ups for me and Ken.
I was going to say, she's tweeted to say, nice mention from Vanilla Web on the Business Bunker show just now for Amy at A&M Marketing. And she's speaking at the Lindley's Tweet Up on the 25th of the 9th.
That's what I said.
Did you say that?
I did say.
Well, she said that too.
Amy.
But she's much more important than you.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
My last email of the day, Kent Invicta Chamber, networking breakfast with business, 8 to 9.30, full English. Tuesday the 9th of September, that's tonight, Chilston Park, Lenham. And Thursday the 18th of September, Best Western Coniston Hotel, Sittingbourne. £15 if you're a member, £20 if you're not.
Cool. The juice executive has just tweeted as well to say that they're going to drop off some of their juice next Tuesday if they can for you to try it. Jules won't be here
can
next
they do
Tuesday.
The week after?
No, I'll try it.
Can I have it with ginger?
Yeah.
I like ginger. I'll be back the next week.
She said the green one tastes better than it looks.
No, I have a... Tell her I love wheatgrass and I love ginger.
No, you tell her.
But not next Tuesday.
You tell her. I'm not telling her. You tell her.
Next Tuesday I'll be having a little...
She's listening at the moment, so you tell her.
I'll be having a little carver next Tuesday with
Absolutely.
Some paella.
Anyway.
Have you got any more emails?
I have got loads more, and I've got loads more tweets, but we're at the end of the show. So I'm afraid I'm just going to read one last email.
Oh, read yours then.
And we'll keep those for next week. On Sunday the 28th of September, I will be competing in the Dirty Destroyer in Paddockwood, Kent. The Dirty Destroyer is an 18K obstacle race designed by ex-British Special Forces, combining 25 military-style obstacles with challenging terrain to test agility, strength and endurance. I'll be raising money for the British Lung Foundation in memory of my aunt, Johan. Please help me to support this amazing work they do. Johan's fundraising page can be accessed at justgiving.com/ in memory of Johan, J-O-H-A-N. Donating through Just Giving is simple. Thanks for all your support. And that's from Dr. Simon Raby, who is a big friend of ours on the Business Bunker show.
Yeah.
And Simon is at the Kent Business School at the University of Kent, in charge of their small business group projects. So do support him in that. Dark Destroyer Challenge. Blimey, that sounds hard just thinking about it.
It does. It does indeed.
Do you know, though, we're at the end of the show.
We are.
And I'd just like to say a massive thank you to today's show sponsor, Temp Network, to our fabulous, fabulous guest, Sharon Roberts, Head of Marketing at Computers for Africa, Mr. Stephen Rogers, Managing Director of Swanstaff.
Ex-fireman.
You see, once you get past it, there's nothing doing anything with her. Everything you've heard on today's show, you can find out web addresses and links on show number 190. It will be up to listen again shortly. Coming up on Channel Radio at 3 o'clock, Kevin Cam with the Extra Milk Show has a very, very interesting guest, Mr. David Barry. And those of you of a correct age will remember David for the role he played in Please Sir.
Oh, the TV comedy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, Dave was Frankie Abbott.
Was he?
He was Frankie Abbott, if you remember.
Dark curly hair, naughty.
Yeah, yeah. He was the odd nut that was a mummy's boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, David Barry is Kevin's special guest in half an hour on Extra Milk. David, these days, is a very successful author, by the way, and no longer Frankie Abbott.
Wow.
But we're going to talk about Frankie Abbott on air. So do tune in to Kevin at 3 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with the Craig Avery Show.
Cue forming.
Yeah, absolutely. Followed at 7 o'clock by Beer, Birds, Balls and Bands.
Down the Pub.
The boys, Phil and Jonathan, with Down the Pub. And then at 9 o'clock, 18 tracks of new, unsigned and up-and-coming music, and a fabulous way to end the evening with Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potatoes Show.
Fabulous.
So do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk to listen to all those fabulous things. But for the moment, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jill Serkin. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We will be back next week, although Jules won't.
I'll be having paella.
Yeah, Jules will be scoffing carver.
Nursing my husband.
Yeah. Scoffing carver, sitting on a beach, again, for about the fourth time this summer on yet another holiday. And the famous Jo Dodds will be joining me next week to present the show. So
she'll keep you in check.
Absolutely. So we'll be back next week with me and Jo. But for the meantime, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been a pleasure to spend an hour or so with you. And we will be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.